Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Welcome to the dog days of summer. We here in Central Virginia are more or less melting.
It was 104 yesterday.
It's the real temperature. It's real not the heat index thing, you know? It's like, it was hotter here than it was in Texas yesterday. There's just something absurdly wrong with that. At any rate, so we're hanging out with our dogs inside a lot, yeah, in the air conditioning, and they're very grateful for that.
The dogs go out, do their business, and say, screw this.
That's right. I'm coming back in the house, thank you. So anyway, what we got going today, Terry?
Well, the first thing we have is some doggy heroes.
Oh, I like doggy heroes. Yeah. Tell me.
Oh, this is actually one I just found out about, although it did happen a little while ago. And this one actually made me cry.
Oh, tell me.
This happened in the Philippines, and a pit bull named Chief saved his owners from a cobra.
Wow.
Cobra got in the house. Grandma and the granddaughter were there, and it was up, hood open, ready to strike, and Chief snagged it, but died.
Oh, man. Yeah. He saved their lives.
It was, this one just teared me up because he waited till his owner got home to pass. His master.
Really?
Yeah, they called. It was 30 minutes. The dog was just barely alive. And he died wagging his tail.
You know, they're so brave. And they know what they need to do. And people ask me this all the time, you know, will my dog protect me? How do I train my dog to protect me? And I tell them you don't.
Yeah.
You love
them. Just love them, yeah.
If you love them, they'll do what Chief did. They will protect you in any way they can. That's so amazing. Well, you know.
We'll put the link up so the folks can see the whole story.
It's a heart wrencher, man. What a brave boy, though, and what a wonderful dog.
Yeah.
And he was a pet.
And he was a pit. Yeah. Actually, both our heroes today are pits.
Oh, tell me about the second.
Well, the second one, this was just this past week, and it happened just outside of South Bend, Indiana.
Okay.
And family was sleeping, and there was a fire. And the pit, normally well-behaved, 7-year-old named Thor, kept jumping on the bed and trying to get the owners up. And it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and the owner is saying, you know, go away, I'll let you out later, I'm sleeping.
Right.
Finally, he jumped up on the owner's chest and stuffed his paws in his face and nipped at his nose.
Hey, stupid, there's a fire.
Hello. So they looked out in the over by the living room where it started outside on the like a deck area, mm-hmm, or under the deck perhaps. But the whole side of the house was ablaze, and they had a young baby. Before Thor got them up, pulled the bassinet all the way to the door, and then went and got them.
Are
the
you
freaking
kidding
bassinet
me?
No. Pulled the bassinet, then got them, and they all got out.
The dog was brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And these dogs are being put to death every day, every day, every day, because they're bad dogs.
Yeah.
And two heroes this week who are just like the animal you want to spend your life with.
Yeah.
Oh, Thor. Awesome. Tip of our hats to him, man. Yeah. What a great dog.
We'll put the link up for that as well, but they did lose everything. So the Red Cross is taking collections, and if you guys can help, you know, a couple bucks here, a couple bucks there, makes a difference.
We'll put the link up. That would be wonderful. Oh, my gosh. So great job, Thor.
Two great stories, but that's the first one.
That's a tough one, man.
All right.
Now what?
Now, this is really, really good news. Delaware has passed a new law for... let me try that again. Delaware has signed into law new animal protection policy legislation.
Okay.
This is the most progressive of any state in the U.S. And a large portion of it is very similar to Oreo's law, if you remember, mm-hmm, remember that. Which didn't pass in New York.
Right.
But it is very, very similar. So part of Oreo's law was if there's a rescue that can take the animal or interest in the animal, by law now in Delaware, the shelter has to work with them to get it to there. They can't euthanize based on space. There's a real strict requirement. So if there's an open kennel, open runner, they can share. They can't euthanize. Actually, they call it euthanize for convenience.
I like that phrase. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, so, Terry, that's huge. So bravo to the first state. You know?
It's neat because it came through. They worked through the No-Kill Advocacy Center, which is Nathan Winograd. Right. And the group in Delaware was Faithful Friends in Wilmington was the one that spearheaded this, got it passed. Phenomenal stuff. Phenomenal.
Okay, so we definitely have to put up links for that because, one state can do it, the other 49 can.
You would think, yeah. It's the first, and I think it won't be the last. I hope
that's
it won't
huge.
Be the last.
Oh, it won't be. You know how this stuff works. Trends, good and bad.
Yeah.
You know, states follow. But somebody's got to be the first. Yay. Yep. You go, Delaware. That's fabulous.
It is.
News.
It's really cool. Very exciting stuff. I can't wait till everybody has laws like that.
Right, right.
And the last one that I have, is on a fundraiser for the Kentucky Humane Society. And they're doing an event called Two Wheels, Four Paws. And it's a motorcycle run sponsored by Harley-Davidson.
Okay, that's very cool. Dogs and motorcycles.
Exactly. It doesn't get any better than that.
No, absolutely.
So that's July 31st, and it's in Louisville, and there'll be food, live entertainment, poker run, big event.
How cool is that? I have never heard of such a thing. You said you have.
Yeah, there's a number of Harley dealers that will do animal events. There's the big Harley dealer in Florida outside of Orlando does a big promotion. There's one in Gainesville that I know does it. Depends on the particulars, and everyone seems a little bit different, but they're always doing something for the shelters.
I think that's fabulous, and by golly, I think that would be very cool to do here. I hope we have Harley listeners.
I'm sure we do.
Perhaps we can talk to a Harley dealership in the local area, because I think, you know, that's fabulous to do a run that with such a great recipient. Yeah. You know, good for them. Party down and raise money for animals.
Yep. And I think it'll be a good time. I'd go if it was a little closer.
Oh, me too, man. That would be fun. Yeah. And you have a motorcycle now that you could...
I do.
Though it's not a Harley. Go ahead, Terry. Tell them what it is.
I bought a 2000 Kawasaki Drifter, which is a... looks like a 1947 Indian Chief.
And it is so cool. Yeah.
It's very cool. I've been looking for a long time for one of these bikes, so...
Soon you'll see a Bark Radio decal on a big honking motorcycle, and Terry will be riding it. Honk and say hello if you see him. All right.
Well, I think that's it.
Y'all have a great day.
See you guys.